MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 22, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's headlines, residents in 11 cities and towns on the North Shore will be voting tomorrow on the new Whittier Tech School project. Price tag for HVAC improvements at the Beverly Library has skyrocketed. And we'll have details on these and other news stories just ahead on North Shore Today.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have a couple of game notes from over the weekend in local sports, plus the Celtics nab another win last night. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. The cost for the Beverly Library HVAC replacement project have ballooned from $3.7 million to $18 million. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that the City Council has been told in a letter from Mayor Mike Cahill that these costs have increased due to inflation, supply chain disruptions, and construction labor costs. There is much more to the story that Layton details in today's front page story. Residents in 11 cities and towns will be voting tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the new Whittier High School. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on the Whittier School project.
And so what I've been trying to do for the last 6 months is just raise the level of awareness to this project. What would it mean for Newburyport, and what would it mean for the other 10 cities and towns that make up the Whittier School District? Just to recap real quickly, it's a $444 million school project that Whittier School District is proposing. They entered into the Massachusetts School Building Authority program. They got a design approved in December, and then once that design is approved, then they voted to have a majority vote in all 11 cities and towns, which means they're going to add up all the votes from the 11 cities and towns, and if the yeas have it, then they're agreeing with that project, and if the no has it, that's going to stop that process, and Whittier's going to have to reassess what happens next.
Reardon has been a vocal critic of the project due to the monetary demand that will burden the cities and towns in the Whittier district.
Essentially, Whittier was able to go off, you know, on their own and develop their dream school with no kind of input about how it's going to get paid for. And that's really important with the vote, right? Because no matter what happens on Tuesday, there's no funding mechanism attached to that vote. So again, what a yes and no vote means. A yes vote means that you are 100% on board with that $500 million school. Okay? Now, if that passes, then now all 11 cities and towns have to figure out how to pay for it. So it's not as even as simple as saying, like, oh, my taxes will go up this much and I'm okay with that if it passes. Because we don't know if we have to go to voters after this, whether it be this year or next year, for a debt exclusion just to pass this Whittier vote, which I said, $30 million is our bill, and then if we do have to bond for it, it's going to be over $60 million for 29 kids over the 30 plus years of the loan. It's not just about that, right? Because it's about what can we, you know, this wasn't in our pipeline of plans. So how do we, it's like you have a credit card. This could max out our credit card when we have a lot of different things that we already have planned that we wanted to do in the city on our own capital improvement plan for the next 5 years.
Finally, Mayor Reardon also explains where the funding is coming from for the Vote Yes campaign for Whittier.
It's important to bring up too, you know, the Yes campaign for this Whittier project is being funded by the company that would benefit the most financially by building this school. That's really important. So like the information you're getting in mailers, again, after this, we don't even know how much money they've raised on this. It's probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, the mailers that have been coming out, I think we've got three of them so far, the text messages, the emails, those all cost massive amounts of money. And we don't even know where that money's coming from. But we do know that the Yes campaign is being run by political consultants hired by the trade unions and the Consigli company, construction company, who are going to build this $500 million school. So Just think about where you're getting your information from. I think the 11 cities and towns have done a great job trying to pool the amount of, be consistent about what the information we're trying to share to residents, which is why I'm encouraging you to go to cityofnewburyport.com, go to the Whittier page, go to the mayor's office tab, go to the Whittier page. We have some great information there. And just ask around, because I just think that the impact of this project could be really crippling for cities and towns. And this is not just a Newburyport problem. We are all grappling about how to pay for this.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking on his weekly Mayor's Corner program. Salem city officials could soon change how elections are run in the city. Dustin Luca reports in today's Salem News that they may create an election commission that would ultimately take the job of running elections from the city clerk's office. Ward City Councilor Andy Varela introduced the proposal. He chairs the Government Services Committee. Tomorrow is primary election day in New Hampshire. Over the weekend, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race on the GOP side. The Gloucester Times is reporting that Rockport artist Vermin Supreme is making his sixth run for president and is pledging to give every American a free pony. As of this weekend, in a look at recent Granite State polling, Supreme is not showing up as one of the potential top vote-getters. The town of Nahant has been approved by the Massachusetts Clean Waters Trust for a $7.9 million loan at 2% interest. The Daily Item is reporting today that the funds are slated to be applied to two projects: upgrades to the Lowlands pump station and repairs to the gravity sewer collection system. There's no school again today in Newton as the teachers' strike now enters its second week. Negotiations continued over the weekend without any success. Teachers went on strike last Friday. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by NST Extra with Rockport boys basketball coach Phil Whitley.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Rockets last night, 116-107. The Celtics are right back at it tonight in Dallas against the Mavericks. The Bruins were off last night. They'll host Winnipeg tonight at the Garden. St. John's Prep Hockey, a 5-2 winner Sunday yesterday over BC High. But that's not the whole story. They were down early in the game, 2-0. This is Prep coach Christian Hansen.
Yeah, so BC High came out really strong today. They were ready to go. Coach Flaherty did a really nice job of having them prepared. They built a 2-0 lead on us, and probably it must have been the first 6 minutes of the game. They were just relentless on the puck, and we were kind of back on our heels and maybe not quite ready for that type of push to start the game. And thankfully, a goal by Jake Vanna got us on the board and kind of changed the complexion of the game after that.
As for the Preps' comeback effort in the game?
Like I said, we came out a little bit flat, but I really kind of want to credit BC High because they just pushed so hard. Jake got us on the board, makes it 2-1, but then shortly after that, on a really nice pass from Christian Rosa to Jack Daugherty, one of our senior captains, Jack came down the right-hand side, and he just really lasered a shot to the far top corner, knocked the goalie's water bottle out, and that tied to that too. And that was a really important goal for us to get that tied up at two. That's where the period ended. And then we went into the second. We scored on the power play. So we led 3-2 after two. And then depth-wise, I think I've talked about this before. We've been strong in the third because we're a little bit fresher, and I thought that was the case today. We scored twice in the third period. The first one, Christian Roser on the power play, and then Jake Vanna rounded out the scoring to make it 5-2. And once Jake got that fifth one, that really kind of ended the game with, say, 6 or 7 minutes left.
St. John's Prep coach Christian Hansen. The entire interview with Coach Hansen can be heard on our website in a separate post. The Masconomet girls basketball team beat Peabody Friday night 58-54 in overtime. After the game, Masco coach Jalen Aho.
Yeah, this is a great one for our girls. Anytime you take on Peabody, which is a well-coached program, has a strong reputation on the North Shore, like that's a nice feather in the cap. Those girls played really, really hard. Lamazny, all the Betancourts. They played hard. They never gave up. They never rolled over. you know, we kind of just pulled it down the stretch, hit some shots, came away with it.
The Lady Chieftains played some solid defense in the second half.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on defense. That's one thing that we spend a lot of time in practice on. You know, Masco is primarily a soccer school. We get a lot of soccer athletes, so we try to maximize that speed and, you know, we're trying to build a culture of toughness on the ball defensively.
Coach Aho adds the strong finish to the game, and the overtime went this way.
Yeah, fantastic. Ava Allen came down, hit a big three for us down the stretch. Mia Taberge was fantastic on both sides of the ball scoring. She came up with some huge baskets down the way there with that steal. Riley Bovardi and Sadie Morris did fantastic jobs shutting down Lemazny. Angie Lalakos did a fantastic job inside and being a rim protector, coming up with some crucial rebounds. You know, just really proud of all the girls tonight.
Masconomet girls basketball coach Jalen Aho. Over the weekend, we do have complete scoreboards up from the Friday night and Saturday action here on the North Shore. Coming up in just a moment, hear from Rockport boys basketball coach Phil Whitley on their milestone win Friday night at Hamilton Wenham. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday, and be sure to keep listening for North Shore Today Extra.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. Rockport boys basketball coach Phil Whitley is with us here, back for the second time this week and for good reason, with a huge win last night at Hamilton Wenham. Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach. This is big news, going to Hamilton Wenham and winning. So tell us about put that in some context for us, and then we'll talk a bit about the game.
Yeah, just a huge win for us. Again, this team is just doing things that haven't been done here in a long time. We've beaten Hamilton Wenham at our place a couple times over my 10 years here, but to beat them at their place, I'm not sure it happened, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years beyond that. So just a huge victory for us and really proud of the guys.
Yeah, I think visually, I mean, you got two different gyms there, really, basically, don't you? I mean, you got your gym, a little more compact, obviously, and it's a wide-open kind of fieldhouse atmosphere at Hamilton Wenham.
Yeah, always a little funky to shoot, and, you know, just they're just a tremendously coached team. Mike DiMarino does a phenomenal job with them, and it's funny, Mike and I are good friends, and we were talking last night. I think I started at Rockport with the varsity 1 year prior to him coming to Hamilton Wenham, so you know, we've been battling each other for years, and just we've got a great relationship with each other. So it's always a fun time to play them.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy. So take us through the game. Begin early, and how did it play out? And how did you guys feel each other out, if you will, and progress?
Yeah, it was. We know they've got two great shooters with AB LaBelle and the Schrock kid, and our biggest concern was them getting hot. We actually played them in a summer league game this year and went to double overtime with them, which was a lot of fun. But they've got some size. 44 for them is leading the North Shore in rebounds with 13 a game. And we don't have a ton of size, but we've got two guys with just the hearts of lions, and they're strong, and they did a great job locking him down and doing their best on the glass. And we started out well, shooting the ball well, and Brooke Slingluff, one of our senior captains, had a great night. He had 20 points for us, and he's been struggling a little bit from three, and he made some huge threes in the first half. So we had some great momentum. Our 2-3 zone was really clicking. We were picking up the shooters, making them put the ball on the floor instead of getting open shots. And Josiah, my son, they did a great job locking him down for a little bit of the game, but Ed Mers and Brooke Slingluff, our other two senior captains, both had 20 points. So we were up for most of the game, and then they came back. We kind of had a little lull in the third quarter. We actually, they tied the game up, and then we pulled away at the end, 50-57. And the way that we closed the game, I think, made me the most proud of just the confidence that we had, knowing that we could do what we needed to do. Ed Mers was huge for us with a big three in the fourth and getting to the rim, a couple free throws on a flagrant foul when they needed to foul us to get the ball. One of their players just got a little too aggressive with the foul. So that was obviously huge for us to get the free throws and the ball. But we just finished well. And to get that win is huge. We got Essex Tech on Tuesday. So 8-4, best record we've had in, again, 10 years. We're doing a lot of things we haven't done. So really special group.
Hey, I just have two quick follow-up questions. So coming down the stretch, so last 2 minutes of the game, how close was it then coming down the end of the game?
We were up by about six. Then they hit a couple big shots, and then they tied it up. And they, I don't think they took the lead. And they tied us, and we kind of crept back with a couple great plays at the rim. We did a really good job spreading the floor and getting downhill, getting to the rim, and finishing, which was just great. And A.B. LaBelle did a great job defensively on my son, held him to 6 points. But the best part is we held their two scorers to 5 points and 6 points, respectively. So our defense, and I told the guys that all night, our defense is what allowed us to win that basketball game.
Yeah, so you zero right in where I was headed with my last question. Is your 2-3 defense something that you play a lot, or is this something you were playing more because of the size that Hambleton Wenham had?
It's funny, we've gone back and forth with a 2-3 zone and man-to-man, and the athleticism that we have this year, the speed and the length really allows us, depending on the matchups that we have, to do different things. And it's nice, too, because we can switch it up, you know, mid-game, during the quarter, whatever, and throw other teams off if they're getting into a rhythm against our 2-3 zone. We can come back at a man, things like that. So we really... kind of have the ability to be a chameleon almost and do what we need to do.
Phil, anything else you want to share with us on the game? And I'll just direct listeners to our previous interview this week where we talked a lot about the players on your Rockport team. But anything else you want to share in specifically about last night's game?
Yeah, just I really want to give a huge recognition to Pat Reardon and Josh Silva, who are our bigs, and I say that in quotes. You know, they're both about 6 feet, but strong as oxes. And you know, the stat line unfortunately doesn't show up in the points for them, but the rebounds and the grittiness and what they have to do in the post and their defense unfortunately goes unnoticed to the kind of the unskilled eye. But they were huge for us, because 44 Hamilton's big is just a monster. And they really did a phenomenal job keeping him in check. He had a couple baskets in there and some rebounds, but they're just so aggressive and so physical while giving up 8 inches of height almost every game that we're in playing against these teams. And it really is a testament to just how hard they work.
Yeah, and finally, I think, you know, you look at the Cape Ann League, you got Manchester, Essex up there, and Newburyport kind of by themselves, if you will. But I think you and Hamilton Wenham kind of established yourselves there. Is that certainly in that next tier, it looks like, at least this season, huh?
Yeah, we're both 4-4 right now, which is great. And, you know, just, again, a win against Hamilton's is fantastic just because they're so well coached, you know, and they've got a lot of kids to choose from. You know, I think that's the thing that, and I told this to the team last night, because kids don't know this, and I've been here for 10 years to see it. You know, we're outnumbered just by the amount of kids that we have in the school. And a lot of these games are almost a David and Goliath sense. The cool thing about this group is they don't care, and they don't even feel that. They know that they're good enough to win, and we're proving it. And I think that's what makes this group special, is that they're hungry. You know, Ed Murray's our captain, who's a phenomenal soccer player, really just put us on his back last night. He's a kid that just wants to win and is willing to do whatever he needs to do to get us there. And he knew Josiah was locked down last night and wasn't effective as he usually is on the offensive side of the floor. And Ed just took us on his shoulders, hitting that big three, couple layups, free throws in that fourth quarter, and he's a winner, and the team responds to his energy, and it was fantastic to see.
Well, that's what it takes to be a winner, I guess, for sure. Well, Phil, thank you so much for your time. Congrats to you, the players, the coaches, on a huge win last night, as you mentioned, at Hamilton Wenham, and hopefully we'll talk again soon, maybe very soon. Who knows?
Sounds great.
Phil Whitley with us, boys basketball coach, Rockport High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.